There's something special about creating a fairy garden, whether it be in your backyard, on your porch, or inside your home somewhere. My brother Tony showed me his fairy garden this past summer, and I immediately became fascinated with creating my own version. So you can only imagine how excited I was to discover the Little Fairy Garden Shop in Yellow Springs this past fall during their street fair. With me on the phone is the owner of the Little Fairy Garden, Kim Limkow. Happy New Year, Kim.
Happy New Year.
Let's start with an overview of fairy gardens. What are they, and when did you first find out about them?
Fairy gardens are miniature gardening, which people do often outside. And it's anything miniature, and it started with fairies, miniature houses, little miniature furniture, little miniature mailboxes, and everything you could think of for a little fairy world that you can build in your yard, or sometimes people will put them in a terrarium in their home, in a container on their porch, and you can add gnomes, dragons, just about anything to make a miniature world. And I started about 7 or 8 years ago. I started out going out to festivals and farmers markets. I actually started out with antique prints and a little bit of fairies, and people started telling me about their fairy gardens, and I didn't know what that was. And I soon found out, so I started researching and finding more product in the industry. These are items that you can leave outside all year long because they're made of a resin material, so they won't crack if you live in a, you know, an area like ours that's very cold and can freeze. So anyway, I did that about 7 or 8 years ago, and I opened the store just about 2.5 years ago in Yellow Springs, and here we are.
And I've seen starter kits. So folks could get those, or sometimes folks can get one piece and then build a garden around that. How do you advise folks who come into the store when they want to set up one?
Yes. Often people come in and it's a little overwhelming because we have so many themes. You know, we have little miniature beach chairs. You could do a little fairy beach scene. We have camping and little fairy tents and things like that as well. So what I tell people is you don't have to go big. You can start with a little something. Maybe you get a little container and you can even start in the winter and do a few houseplants and pick a few of your favorite things. And then you just go from there. And it just builds. You just pick your favorite things and go from there.
And there are various fairy statues as well as angels that can be incorporated. One of my favorite themes for fairies is Day of the Dead, which I think is all year round.
No? That's interesting. Yes, I have access to those, but I am getting more and more requests for that. So I think that's next on my list to add to the store.
So what are some of the things that you have in your store?
Well, I'm being told by many, many customers that this is the biggest fairy garden selection that they've ever seen. So mostly it's miniature fairy gardens, fairy homes, fairy figurines, fairy furniture, fairy ponds, fairy bridges. But then we have also the miniature live plants. In the spring, we put in the outdoor miniatures. It's comes from a farm called Mulberry Miniatures, and they have small growing little trees and tiny little plants with little itty bitty flowers on them. And they intentionally intentionally don't get bigger. So they're great for miniature gardens. So in the spring, we pull in the perennials. So if you're going to invest in these little plants, that they'll come back year after year for our zone. But then in the fall, we bring in the miniature indoor little trees and live plants as well. So we have those. And we also have fairy art in the store. And we have containers and terrariums. And sometimes people want to do a terrarium because they have maybe a pet and they don't want their pet to dig into their little fairy garden. So we put those in terrariums so they're a little more enclosed. And we have air plants and fairy books, and even some beautiful little plastic fairies that even children who want to do this activity with their grandparent, but they really want to play with it, they have an option to add some fairy figurines that are plastic or Peter Rabbit figurines that they can play with as well.
And are the plants both sun and shade?
We do have both, yes. And we also have a workshop room. We have built inside the store, we have built a two-story fairy tree that has little windows in it, and they light up, and it looks like the fairies are inside this big tree. And then under the tree, we have a table where anyone can come in and build a fairy garden. We have the potting soil available and the moss and rocks and sand and all these little craft things to sit and make a fairy garden. So we can do it one of two ways. You can come and just build if you're there and there's not a party going on in the room. You can just sit down and make one with your friend, or you can reserve the whole room and have a party, and it doesn't cost extra to have the party. You're just paying for whatever you put in your garden. And it's, you know, I originally started the fairy garden room thinking, oh, we'll have kid parties, which we do, but we also have a lot of adult parties. The adults love to come and make something as well. So, you know, that's another unique part of the store and fairy gardening.
Well, I was curious about the workshops. Are those scheduled or are they just whenever you come in?
It's wise if you are coming all the way over to Yellow Springs to make a fairy garden in the room. You might want to call at least the day of or the day before to make sure there isn't a full party in there. So if there's, say, a party at 2 o'clock, then you would might want to, I could tell you, oh, come before that or come after that. But we do a lot of drop-in. But it is wise to maybe just call ahead of time. But if you're going to do a full party, it's good to give me about a 3 or 4 day notice at least to find a spot for you for a full party.
And what are your hours? When's the shop open?
We are open in January and February. We're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like a 4 day weekend. Starting in March, we get a lot busier. So then we're open 12 to 6 every day except for Wednesdays.
And what about seasonal themes like Halloween or Christmas?
Yes, we have that as well. We have a section. I keep Christmas things at all year long, miniature Christmas, but I have more during the holidays. But yes, you can do a Halloween. We even have a little fairy pumpkin carriage house. It's really sweet. So stuff like that is great for the holidays. So you can take whatever fairy garden you've already built, and you can just add a little bit per season and change it out and keep some of the same things that you've already got as well.
Well, I found a little teeny airplane, so I made a runway in mine, which was kind of fun. There are so many different things that you can do in a fairy garden.
There are. And, you know, one of my favorite things is to add little fairy lights to it. Those tiny, tiny little lights. They call them fairy lights. I think before they were called fairy lights, they were called rice lights because they're just a tiny little light. And to add those to your fairy garden and weave them and shove them underneath your fairy house that looks like the fairies are home. And I really like that feature.
Are those white or multicolored?
You can do either. Right now, I just have white. I just think that looks more like fairies. And I haven't had much request for colored, but I suppose you could. Christmas would be a great time to add the colorful ones.
And are those battery operated?
There's battery operated, and then there's electrical plug-in as well.
And do you have a fairy garden at home, at your home?
You know, I do. I have kitties, so I have a lot of terrariums inside my house. And then I have one that I have on my porch that I change out each year. It's I found that you can do these in all kinds of fun containers. I found the bottom legs of a Singer sewing machine. And then I took the top of a Red Flyer radio wagon and took the other top off and put that on the top. So the radio flyer wagon is my fairy garden, and I changed the theme out in that one as the seasons change for the holidays.
And what kind of special items, what are some of the most popular items that you have in the little fairy garden shop?
I would say one of the fastest sellers is this little koi pond for the fairies. And you touch it, and it looks like there's really water in there and live fish, but it's a resin material, and it's super sweet. I think that's one of my hottest items. But always fairies. People love to add little dragons and tiny little animals, little hedgehogs and sloths and things like that. And those would be my most popular items.
Also bridges.
And bridges are good, yes. And we have rivers, but we also have sea glass and moss. You can take the sea glass and you can put it on top of sand and make a river. If you put a sea glass on top of sand, then the sea glass colors show up better. So you get help like that for me when you come to do it in the workshop, but I offer that help to anyone who comes in, suggested ideas.
Well, there are just so many possibilities. It depends on your creative, where you want to go with it,
there
really.
Is. Yes, and I have artificial florals and plants because some people come in and say, oh, I kill all my plants. I'm not good with plants. And I really try to help them, but if they really, they want a low maintenance, we can do things like lanterns. And we'll put like maybe a little piece of foam on the bottom and then pin some moss on there and put some fairy lights in there and the whole scene using artificial. And then you might have like a little tent with a fairy sitting inside the tent or something like this. So that's a no-maintenance little fairy garden that you can do with no live plants.
Well, thanks for sharing your knowledge of fairy gardens with us tonight, Kim.
Oh, you're sure welcome.
When I was up for the street fair this fall, my brother had to drag me out of the shop because there were so many. I was like, oh, wait, look at this, look at this, look at this.
Oh, I know. And some people come through and they don't see everything the first time. And the next thing they go, is this new? And I go, no, but I also continue to add new things all the time. I'm constantly searching for new things that will fit into our lovely little fairy gardens.
Well, I've been speaking with Kim Limkow, owner of the Little Fairy Garden in Yellow Springs. You'll find a link to her shop at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay. Thanks again, Kim.
Thank you.